This call is being recorded.
So welcome everybody to the call this evening. And I'm so excited that we have a guest speaker. Her name is Loretta. She is a TAFE grad. She is a TAFE leader. She has lots of experiences, lots of success stories to share with us. And so she's here with us this evening to share just that. Loretta, thank you for being on the call with us and taking the time out of your life to share this with everybody else. Loretta, are you there?
I am. Hi, Donna. Hello, everyone. And thank you for having me on the call this evening.
604.
Go ahead, please, Loretta.
Pardon me?
I said go ahead, please.
Oh, okay. I'm hearing a little bit of interference, but maybe it's gone now. Sorry about that. So Donna has asked me to come on and just share some of my success stories. A year and a half ago in July 2016 is when I took the TAFE program. I had always wanted to teach TAFE, and I thought the best way before I could teach it is to actually do the course myself and just see what kind of results I can get from it, what to expect from the course. I've been working on my own health my whole life, pretty much, and I was really excited to take on TAFE and see what it could do for me. So I got a lot of results from it right away, just a lot more energy. I've never been a very good sleeper, and probably a few weeks into TAFE, I started having some of the best sleeps I've ever had in my life, and I continue to this day to sleep extremely well. I'm usually to bed and out within about 10 minutes, and I sleep all night. And I've never had that kind of sleep in probably 20 years of my life, so it's been really exciting. And of course, the weight loss and more energy, like most people experience. So because I had such great results, I didn't want to stop doing the program and sticking to the program and the eating restrictions, and so I've continued with that. And I just wanted to share, because a lot of times, even when I teach the program, a lot of people will go, okay, the program's over, and they start to go back to their old habits. You know, it's easy. It's you know, you have more choices in some ways. So I got such good results, and I felt so good that I wanted to stick with the program and just see, you know, how else I can continue to improve my health. I have had a thyroid issue since I was 30, and I'm 45 now, and I was on Synthroid, and I had always wanted to change over to the desiccated thyroid for my own personal reasons. And I've always been a little leery to do that, because if you've ever had a thyroid issue, once you get stabilized and get your medication worked out, you really don't want to play with it. Your thyroid is what regulates your body temperature, how hungry you are, memory, your energy levels would be the biggest one. And so, you know, when your thyroid isn't working properly, you can gain weight, you're tired, you're cold, you can't think. So I was really trying to put myself into a good position to do the changeover. Because when you go to the doctor, instead of them saying, okay, well, you're taking this amount for your Synthroid, we're going to estimate the amount at this for the desiccated, they start you on the lowest dose. So, of course, you're going to crash. So they started me, I had asked to go up a little bit higher. So we did that. And I did the switch over, and in 6 weeks' time, they'll send you for, they do a blood test before, and then in 6 weeks' time, they'll do another blood test. So in my changeover, I had no symptoms of any changes occur. I went to the doctor, and let me just back up, sorry, is that I decided to do this in October. So I had started the TAFE program at the beginning of July. We had finished, I believe it was right around the end of August, somewhere in there. And so I did the changeover, I believe it was the end of September, beginning of October. And so when I went back to the doctor, if he would have asked me, well, he did, he asked me how I was. And I said, I have no changes. I feel fabulous. I feel great. If you were to ask me what my numbers will say, I'm going to be, you know, I would tell you that they would be in the normal range. So your normal range for proper thyroid output is you want it around the three to five mark. Anything higher than that, it means that your body isn't producing enough. And so you would be tired, cold, no memory, everything that I just talked about. So he pulled up my chart and he said that my numbers, I was at a 52. Okay, normal's 3. But there I'm sitting there and I go, I feel fine. I feel fantastic. So about a week later, so we upped my dose, of course. And about a week later, for about 1 week, I felt a little bit tired. Now just a little bit tired. And then after that week, everything was back to normal and I was fine once I got my medication up. So for me, that was absolutely amazing because with where the numbers were coming in at, I should have been extremely tired before I started on my thyroid program when I was 30 and my thyroid gave out on me. I was gaining a pound a day. I was so tired, I would make muffins and I would have to go to bed, literally. So this was shocking because it just gave me an idea of where my body was at and how it could buffer these effects. So I've continued on the program, and about March is when I had my next big experience with what the program can do for you. When I've always been, I'm going to talk, sorry for all the men online, but maybe you have wives or daughters or somebody that you know. I've always been very regular in my menstrual cycles and right to the day, very tickety-boo. When I turned 40 or right around when I was 40, I started to spot 4 days before I would start. And I thought, boy, this is odd. This isn't normal. So I went to the doctor and he's like, oh, given your age and everything like that, you know, this is normal. And I'm thinking, no, this is not normal. I've just spent how many years where I've never had this and now I do. And I tried a few things just to maybe try cutting a few things out or adding, and I had no change. I just figured, well, this is the way it's going to be, even though I knew something wasn't right. So, I started the TAFI program in July. This is now in March. In March, I got my period and what have you. And then 2 weeks later, which I've never had before, I got it again. And I thought, well, this is really odd. And I'm thinking, no, I'm too young for menopause. And so I thought in the back of my head, I wonder if this is like a reset button. And that's exactly what happened, is that I got it 2 weeks later, I had it, and then starting in April. And since April, I've had no spotting the previous days before. But on top of that, I don't get the achiness, I don't get the cramping, I get very little bloating, and I get very little emotional ups and downs. Which my entire life, I've always had a lot of pain the first few days and a lot of cramping and like how some women suffer. So I'm really excited about this because I'm thinking, if this has gotten my system turned around, what can it do for women who have problems conceiving children or people who do suffer? How many women go for procedures because of their menstrual cycles being off or not going properly? So I'm just wanting to share my story and say, stick with the program. So many people go off of the program or take on their old habits after they take the course. But when you stick to it, it is some of the amazing results that you can get. So here I am a year and a half, and I have the most energy I have ever had in my life. I would even say that my eyesight, instead of deteriorating, is either maintaining or improving. Again, the best sleep. And it's just great to be able to help others feel good as well. So I'm excited to see even where I'll be come to at the 2 year mark come July. So Donna, I don't know if you want me to add any more than that.
Yep, I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
And thank you, Loretta, because one of the questions I had, to me, it's not clear, Loretta, about your thyroid. I'm just, okay, so your numbers went up to 52. And
okay,
you
yeah.
said that then normal is 3. Then
yeah.
you upped the dosage, or you should have upped the dosage, or
yeah.
what happened after that? I kind of lost my train
oh, okay.
of thought, and what happened there?
Oh, okay. So, yes. So what that indicated is that I wasn't getting enough of the thyroid medication. So we upped it. And then, of course, my next blood test, it came and it was in normal range. So, and that's what you want. You want your numbers to be in the normal range. And but my biggest point through all of that is that in that whole process, I didn't crash and burn.
Okay.
And so as... even though my numbers were extremely high, I was able to balance that out quickly with minimal effect.
Okay, so when you say medication, are you talking about desiccated thyroid, or are you talking about thyroxine or Synthroid?
I take
you talked about.
Right, so I went from the Synthroid to the desiccated.
Okay, see, that wasn't clear to me.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. And I wanted to clarify that.
Yeah.
So in that changeover, you said normally there is a big crash, but for you, it went up to 52. Then the dosage of desiccated thyroid was increased, and then the
yeah.
blood test came back normal. So you're totally off medications. Is that it?
Well, I still take the desiccated.
It's not a medication, though.
yeah, yeah. Look, I am not. Yes,
the thyroid
yes.
is a bovine source.
Yes, exactly. And
yeah.
you know, a lot of people. The reason why the doctors don't promote the desiccated is because it's not man-made. So the amount that you get can vary. But what I have found since I've been on the desiccated is that my levels are the same. I don't fluctuate. Even if the desiccated amount that I get is maybe off a little bit, I don't feel it because of what I do for my body as well. And do you understand what I'm saying there?
I do. I hear you.
Okay.
Okay. You've been able to increase, to get rid of candida through this program, and candida affects the thyroid, and
mm-hmm.
it slows down the thyroid's metabolism, and it also slows down the iodine sources, which are needed to absorb radiation. So I totally mm-hmm. understand what you did here with your program. Then you kept up with your nutrition, the high-dense superfood smoothies and minerals and so on.
Yes.
Okay, I
yep.
appreciate that. Now, I know that you have some other success stories from your TAFE grads. Do you want to share those with me?
Sure, I would love to.
Okay,
pardon
go
me?
Ahead, please. And with everybody
yep.
else who is present here
yeah.
this evening. Go ahead, please,
yeah,
Loretta.
Absolutely. I had one client who joined the program, and she was extremely ill, and I was very happy that she did. She had a lot of gallbladder issues. She was so full of inflammation. She had actually spent about 2 weeks in a wheelchair. She could barely walk. Anytime she would try and eat anything, she would vomit it up. The whites of her eyes were a little bit yellow. She was in a bad way, and I met with her and I said, you need to do this program. And I said, you need to follow this. And she listened because she was at that point where it's like, okay, I'm willing to try anything. And I put her on the supplement program. And within a week and a half, she went from 44 inches to 38 inches. She lost that much inflammation. I mean, that's huge. She was able to eat and keep food down. Her gallbladder pain had subsided substantially. She would still get the odd flare-up depending on what she ate, but it wasn't in constant pain. The whites of her eyes cleared up. There was no more yellow in them. And this is just in a week and a half that she was doing this. She got these results. she was finding that she had a lot less pain. And so she continued with the program, and then I ended up, my next class started. So then she, of course, took the training as well, which was fantastic. So that one was a big one. I've worked with a few clients with brain injuries and memory issues, and they have found that after taking the program, that particular client as well had a lot of headaches. They would have headaches every day. And as they took the program and they stuck to the program, they went from daily headaches down to about weekly headaches, and now we're at almost about monthly, maybe one or two a month. So anybody who suffers with headaches, you can understand how they're getting their life back by not having them anymore. Some of the other ones would be especially the kidney flush. I love the kidney flush. I can't promote the kidney flush enough and I use it a lot in my clinic as well, as far as knee pain, joint pain, lower back pain. Everybody should be doing the kidney flush on a semi-regular basis. So yeah, those are some of the bigger stories. Anything to add there, Donna?
Okay, yeah, I, you know what, there could be some people that are present this evening that may want to ask you a question, so I don't want to take up all your time, but so is there anyone present this evening that would like to ask Loretta a question? So this is your opportunity, and go ahead, please.
Hi, Loretta. My name is Yvonne.
Oh, hi, Yvonne.
When you mentioned that doctors don't promote the desiccated thyroid medication, Why did you say that was happening? I missed that part of it. Sorry.
Oh, okay. The doctors don't promote the desiccated because they have a hard time regulating it with people. So when with the Synthroid, it's manufactured. So they know exactly how much of the how much of the hormone they're putting in it. Mm-hmm. So it's very easy for them to regulate. They can tell the person, okay, we're going to give you this amount. They go for the blood test, and then they know, okay, you need a little bit more. We'll go up a little bit more. With the desiccated, because it's a natural source, each batch can be a bit different. So it's a harder to regulate. And a lot of times when they go to put people on it, their numbers are all over the place. You know, they'll up it a little bit, and then their numbers don't respond quite the same way. So they really try and talk you out of it. Even when I went to the doctor and said I'd like to switch over, she was trying to talk me out of it. And, you know, and I just kept saying, no, this is just something I want to do. And it is a personal choice, you know, and I can't say that one is better than the other, but it was something I wanted to do. So that's the biggest reason why they don't like to promote it, because it's harder to regulate. But what I have found with keeping my body healthy and sticking to the program is that it's a lot more resilient, and works a lot more efficiently. So having those fluctuations, I don't notice them.
There you go. So Loretta, I want you to share, when you talk about program, can you let everybody know what the program is?
Okay. So the program is, I have my super shake in the morning for breakfast, which contains, I use pure, do you want me to go through the products, Donna, what I use?
Yeah,
or,
yeah, you bet. Oh,
okay, so my breakfast consists of a fruit smoothie with blueberries generally. I use water. I use, Nature Sunshine has Purify, and I absolutely love Purify for your fiber. I use Purify, I use the flaxseed legumes, I put in the mineral chi into it, and I use the pea protein powder. And then for lunch, I usually will have a large salad with homemade dressing of, it's got olive oil and salt, a little bit of salt and pepper, the sea salt. and some herbs, a little bit of water with it. So I make my own homemade salad dressing, and with that I have seeds and flax seeds and lots of lettuce. And then in the afternoon I have another smoothie, a shake, and I use the soy protein powder with the Collagen Plus and the Solstic Energy. And by doing that, I don't have any afternoon dips or dives as far as energy is concerned. I usually have that. I usually have lunch around noon. Then I have this shake with water and the Collagen Plus and the Solstic Energy right around between 1 and 2. And I am full until supper. And then at supper time, we usually will have vegetables and some sort of protein. And then at bedtime, I also take a super oil at supper. And then at I'm forgetting a few things. I take the cat's claw and the protease plus throughout the day as well. And then at bedtime I do the 4 probiotics with the Collagen Plus as well at bed. And I think
awesome.
I think everybody
would want to hear that one. So I appreciate that. Any more questions for Loretta?
I have a question. It's Gloria from West Bank. What's the kidney flush? Like, I'm fairly new to all this, so what's the kidney flush?
Okay. So are you going to be taking the TAFI program?
I don't know yet. I'm that new.
Oh, okay.
She's new, yeah.
Okay. Well, first of all, you will want to take the TAFI program because it is amazing. And I've been at this my whole life. Actually, I should give a little bit of history. I'm a massage therapist. I've been practicing massage for 25 years. And my instructor was a very holistic instructor who talked about cleanses and eating well and what have you. So I got exposed to it when I was about 20, 21 years old. And then I've always kept up and I've been learning. And in the last 7 years, I have done iridology training, where you read the iris of the eye, and an advanced form of muscle testing called energy reflex testing. And then now Donna's program, and I've taken a few other courses as well. And one thing that I love about TAFI is that it has tied in all of the information that I have learned throughout my career. So when I was going to school to become a massage therapist and taking our anatomy and physiology, and when I've been taking a lot of these other courses in health and nutrition, the TAFI program combines everything that I've learned from all of these other tidbits of courses and puts it into a program that it's fairly easy to understand, to give you a good understanding of what your body needs, why it needs it, and what it's doing for you. And so the kidney flush is part of the program in the TAFI program that you'll learn. And it's taking, one is a product called K combination, and it helps to clear out the kidneys, and it's got a few things in there also for the liver, and then hydrangea also as well. The chlorophyll, it's a cleanser. So what it does, it just helps to flush out the kidneys so they're better able to function. And in the program, you'll learn that your kidneys are responsible for your structural system and your cerebral spinal fluid, and just the importance of how that works. So, of course, we know then if the kidneys are responsible for the structural system, that's your joints, that's your knees, your lower back, your cerebral spinal fluid, headaches, anything along the spine. And so when you clean out the kidneys, then they're able better to do their job to go in and pull the debris out of those areas to let them heal and function better. And that's why a lot of the pain will go away, arthritic pain will go away. And of course, you learn that in the TAFI program. And I promote it highly for anybody I come across is work on the kidneys and the liver as well.
Give you the kidney flush and how to do it. You take a glass of water with a squirt of lemon juice, organic.
I remember you talking about that.
That's right. Two capsules of K and take two capsules of hydrangea. Then an hour and a half to 2 hours later, have a glass of water with an ounce of chlorophyll. Take two capsules of K and take two hydrangea. You repeat and alternate all day long. So at the end of the day, you will have drank 8 to 10 glasses of water. This is not a fast. You still have your smoothie.
I can't repeat all that, but I can't rate that fast. So take one cup of water with lemon.
Okay, just a minute. If you want the program, send me an email. I'd be happy to share it with you. Okay?
Thank you. I'll do
and
that.
And it'll make it easier for everyone. I'm happy to share
Thank
it with you.
And, Donna, can I just add some of the things that I forgot to mention, or maybe some people aren't aware of, but the amount of your emotions are connected. You have an emotion that is connected to every organ. And so fear is related to the kidney. Oops, there's lots of background noise there. Okay. Fear is associated with the kidneys. Anger is associated with the liver, and so on and so forth. And you learn this throughout the TAFE program. And one of the things that I have found is I was having panic attacks in the vehicle for no apparent reason. I was just, you know, we'd be driving down the road and even coming up to make a left-hand turn, or we go to pass a car. And I was still very anxious and panicky, and my heart would go really fast, and I was literally having a panic attack. And since working with the program, I have no more fear. I have no more fear in the vehicle. I have no more panic attacks. And for a lot of people, especially as we age, you'll hear as we get older about people being fearful in the vehicle and a lot more fear. And again, with working through with the program and sticking to the what foods to eat, what foods to avoid, and the supplement part, you're working on those organs and healing those organs. And so a lot of those emotions are subsiding with it as well. And that one I have found to be huge in my life and in some of my clients as well.
I appreciate you talking about emotions. Thank you for that, Loretta. And I just wanted to wrap this up because I know there's some other people that probably want to hear the cancer program, so I want to brief that one in too. But I just wanted to tell everybody, you see, we are very impatient. We are trained in our society. If we're sick, we take a drug and it should work right now. When we do the nutritional program, it takes some time and patience, just as it takes time and patience to heal a broken bone. It takes time and patience to repair an organ in your body. Your body is created to heal. This we must know. It is the law of nature. A broken bone heals. Therefore, your lungs can heal. Your stomach can heal. Your colon can heal. Your brain can heal. And you've heard Loretta speak about that this evening. She talked about headaches. She talked about gallbladder, liver issues, brain injuries, memory problems, knee pains, joint pains, back pains, thyroid issues. All of those glands and organs have healed because of the high-dense nutrition that Loretta put into her body and taught other people to use in their what we call programs. This we must know. And along with that, the emotions heal as well. So, Loretta, I thank you for your time, and I'm going to move into my little session that I always do, and that's addressing cancer and degenerative conditions in terms of understanding five pillars, which are injury, inflammation, elimination, circulation, and infection. We are led to believe that cancer is a mysterious disease that we have absolutely no control over, that we must give our money to cancer research to find a cure. in my world, there is no such thing as cancer. There is only nutritional deficiency, a toxic overload, and mental and emotional stress. Cancer happens because you have deviated from the laws of nature. Even back in 1837, you might know this book written by Hans Christian Andersen called The Emperor's New Clothes. It's a powerful fairy tale story that teaches us how easily we can become deceived even by authorities. Now, in the book, Emperor's New Clothes, the king was deceived. Interesting. I want to move into understanding cancer and why I can say in my world there is no such thing as cancer. How can we overcome a disease condition if we do not understand it? So it's important to understand it. So a definition of cancer. It's an out-of-control mutated cell replication that happens when there is an injury. And the repair of that injury is not made due to a nutritional deficiency. The oxygen levels have dropped to below 35%. And the cell walls in that toxic injured area become mutated by fungal infection. So we can take this apart to understand it. Number one, for cancer to occur, there is an injury. Cells don't randomly replicate in our bodies. They replicate for a reason. They replicate because there is an injury, and the cells are trying to repair that injury. Now, I'm getting some background noise, so if you would be so kind to press mute so we don't hear the background noise, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Number two, for cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. There is an energy deficiency. Loretta talked a lot about energy. Healthy cells cannot replicate in our body unless all the required nutrients are in place, unless there is energy. And please don't tell me that you can get all the nutrition from the foods you are getting from the grocery store. That simply is not true, and I know it's not true because if it was true, you would not have cancer or heart disease or diabetes or thyroid issues or Parkinson's and so on. For cancer to occur, number three, there is an oxygen deficiency. Oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication requires oxygen. There's not enough oxygen for oxidation to happen. Number four, for cancer to occur, there is toxicity in that injured area to the point that the lymphatic system can no longer clean it out. For cancer to occur, there is an infection. This accumulation of toxic debris in the injured area with a low oxygen content and without nutrients leads to a fungal infection. I want to talk about injury. Injury can be physical injuries like a fall, an accident, and blow. But let's not get hung up on what injuries really are. Let's move and see. Let's go beyond what we think injury is. An injury could be an exploratory surgery. It could come from an infected organ that can rupture. It can come from a kidney stone that can injure the urethras. Loretta talked about the kidney flush. You can get rid of your kidney stones using the kidney flush. An injury can come from a gallstone that injures the bile duct. Yeah, I'm getting feedback. Okay, I don't know what the problem is. Okay, so there is an issue just now. Okay, so if you press the mute button, okay, it's better now. Thank you. A mammogram can cause an injury to the breast. Biopsies cause injuries. Radiation burns, sunburns, chemotherapy cause injuries. Root canal procedures cause injuries. Certain drugs that we take cause gut permeability that leads to leaky gut and injures the stomach walls. There are anti-nutrients present in all grains. They are called lectins. They cause leaky gut and escape into the bloodstream. There are anti-nutrients called phytates in present-day grains that deplete vitamin D3 and many minerals, documented by Dr. Cordain. A toxic debris invites viruses, and those viruses can cause injury to the cervix, as in human papilloma virus. Toxic debris can invite infections, as in hepatitis. An injury can come from a nutritional deficiency. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, which has sold over 5,000 copies, outlines a scientific agricultural study that was done in 1941, where scientists analyzed the food values of different foods and repeated this analysis in 1991 on foods that were grown in soils of 1991. There was a huge range of difference in nutrient value. Spinach had 60% less iron. Broccoli, 75% less zinc. Meat had 54% less iron. Even Antoine Bichamp in the 1860s stated that a deficiency of even one mineral allows morbid waste matter to accumulate. And Linus Pauling, he was the father of vitamin C, 1970, said you can trace every disease ailment to a mineral deficiency. Mineral deficiencies cause injuries. A lack of omega-3 essential fatty acids reduces the amount of oxygen getting into the cells, thereby causing injury to the cells. Dr. Huldah Clark wrote a book, Cure for All Cancers. She showed documented evidence that in every cancer case there was a parasite. Well, let's just think about it. An accumulation of toxic debris would invite parasites, and that parasite can cause an injury to the membrane walls of the organs. Dr. Versendahl, Simoncini, Lustig, they all stated that the cancer injury was caused by candida yeast. And in our society, antibiotics are taken just like candy. We never think about the side effects of antibiotics. They feed candida. They rob the good probiotic bacteria from not just from your intestinal tract, but from all the other organs of the body, including the brain. Now that candida grows a root structure. And those roots poke holes in the gut membrane, and that candida now escapes into the bloodstream and makes the blood sticky and heavy. Candida produces xenoestrogens that feed cancer. And the xenoestrogens are known to destroy the function of the thyroid. That impedes metabolism and iodine sources. Those xenoestrogens from candida scramble up. You heard Loretta talk about how she was miserable from PMS, irritability, and all hormones were scrambled up because of candida. The false estrogens from candida also weaken the collagen production of the membranes, and that weakens inner inherent weak membranes and tissues. Loretta also talked about low body temperature. Think about it. Low body temperature means cold, slows down the blood circulation, and oxygen and energy and nutrients are not able to reach the injured areas. This can lead to Lyme's disease, fibromyalgia, diabetes, depression, heart problems. Dr. Bernice Eddy discovered vaccines to be a direct contributing factor to cancer. And she discovered that in the 1950s. She was a laboratory scientist injecting hamsters with the kidney mixtures on which vaccines were cultured. And she discovered these hamsters getting various cancers. She was horrified, alarmed. She warned all her colleagues, told them, if they were to institute the vaccination program into our society, we would have an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. Vaccines do not belong in anybody's bloodstream. They do not follow the laws of nature. Dr. Bernice Eddy was fired, and we have an epidemic of cancer today. Recently, I was reading about from Robert Kennedy Jr., who stated this: the CDC, meaning Center of Disease Control, is not an independent agency. It is a vaccine company. CDC, the Center of Disease Control, owns over 20 vaccine patents. It sells about $4.6 million of vaccines every year. Vaccines do not from diseased conditions. This we must know. It is nutrition that protects you from diseased conditions. Loretta did a good job in describing how important those smoothies were in her life and what a difference it made to the clients that she worked with. Sugar is a contributing factor to the cancer injury. Well, we all know that sugar robs calcium and minerals from the teeth, causing cavities. Well, what do you think sugar does to your internal organs? It was well documented by Dr. Fibiger even way back in 1926 when he watched rats in a sugar warehouse getting cancer. He repeated this observation in a laboratory setting and received a Nobel Prize. 1931, Dr. Otto Warburg proved that fermentation of sugar contributes to cancer. Why are we ignoring these amazing doctors who have scientifically proven this? Injury can come from toxic heavy metals and chemicals found in mercury fillings in your teeth. All vaccinations, they get into the bloodstream. They make the blood sticky and heavy. Loretta talked about injuries coming from emotions. Dr. Hamer proved that those strong emotions like anger, unforgiveness, depression, hatred, that causes an overload of toxic acids, and those acids can eat away at membranes of internal organs. So one thing we need to understand clearly is that cancer starts from an injury and requires a framework of nutrition to repair and heal that injury. Let's talk about what happens when there's an injury. The brain sets up a message to the injured area called current of injury. And that sets up an ionic field that triggers the stem cells into action. The stem cells are responsible for cell replication, to repair that injury. That's their job. They're found in every organ and gland of your body. Now, in order for the stem cells to replicate healthy cells, they require fundamental building blocks. They are your little carpenters in your body. And they need the building blocks, and we all know what they are. They are minerals, amino acids, proteins, vitamins, essential fatty acids, oxygen, water, and so on. If all of these building blocks are present in abundance, then the stem cells are happy little carpenters, and they then make good, strong, healthy cells for you, and they repair that injury. And at the point that the injury is repaired, the stem cells go to rest. The current of injury stops. But start imagining when one of those building blocks is missing. Start imagining when you don't have enough minerals, then those poor stem cells cannot replicate healthy cells. And one of the keys then in putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury by feeding the body plenty of minerals and plenty of essential nutrients. I want to talk about inflammation so we understand it. It starts from leaky gut. I mentioned how candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, lectins from grains, they poke holes into the gut membrane and they get into the bloodstream and make the blood sticky and heavy. That puts an impact on the holes of the capillary walls through which the blood flows, and those little holes will dilate, thereby allowing the escape of these toxic lectins, heavy metals, candida. And then there's undigested food particles as a result of leaky gut. So this then allows all of these toxic wastes to move beyond the capillary walls and accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. The blood has blood plasma proteins that are there for the transport of oxygen and nutrients and water. And they start leaking out through the little holes, the dilated holes in the capillary walls. They are known to attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now we have a swelling, the first process of inflammation, which is nothing more than trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and all of these toxins. The body is a miraculous, because if you have a healthy lymphatic system, it will get rid of that swelling and that inflammation. And what does the lymphatic system do? It takes all those trapped blood plasma proteins and dumps them back into the bloodstream via the subclavicle valves, which are adjacent to the neck area. And then the lymph, which is the salty, fluidy part of the lymphatic system, will neutralize a lot of these toxins and dump the rest of them out through our natural elimination channels, the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. Now start imagining what happens to that poor lymphatic system when you start putting into your body drugs, toxic acids from emotions and stress, mercury fillings in teeth, heavy metals from vaccinations, flu shots, toxic chemicals, junk food. Pretty soon, that lymphatic system starts to become overloaded. It starts to malfunction. And over a period of time, you now have a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and all these toxins that leads to chronic inflammation, where now essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach that injured area. When the oxygen levels to that injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer take place. If there is now an adequate amount of sugar in that injured area, oxidation flips into fermentation, and the process of fermentation produces ammonia and acids. And now this is a perfect breeding ground for microbes, bacteria, yeast, parasites, and fungus. It feeds off this toxic debris. If there is now an adequate amount of sugar, then that whole process of oxidation flips into fermentation. This we must understand. Some of the fungal DNA that's present in that toxic debris then starts integrating into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication, and it genetically defects the cells as they replicate. I am sorry, genetic defects do not come from inherent birth defects. There is no such thing in my mind as a genetic cancer defect. It is the fungus integrating into the stem cell line that genetically defects the cells. So consequently, we have a continuous replication of fungal mutated cells that cannot repair the injury. And this is what we call cancer. And if we understand that cancer happens when there's an injury and the repair of that injury is not made due to a nutritional deficiency and an oxygen deficiency, and that toxic debris causes a fungal infection, then we can prevent cancer from happening, or we can reverse the cancer process. What do we do? Eliminate sugars, grains, pop, alcohol, milk, which is high in sugar, starches. Don't have them anymore. Let's move into then repairing the injury by eating the right foods, such as grass-fed meats, fish, and eggs. These all help to raise the body temperature. Lots of vegetables, walnuts, seeds, and berries, which are low glycemic and high in antioxidants. Then make 2 to 3 smoothies a day with Mineral Chi Tonic, Collagen Plus, Green Zone or Chlorophyll, Solstic Energy, water. And there were some other things that Loretta mentioned, like proteins, the Sinner Protein Powder or the pea protein. We don't do juicing here because juices from apples and carrots are very sweet. Sugar feeds cancer. Besides, you do not know if there are enough minerals and nutrients in the juicing that you are doing. Then we take a super omega-3 to make the cells pliable so oxygen can move in. Oxygen needs to move in, toxins move out. And we want to work on inflammation. This is probably the trickiest part of the whole cancer program, is to find out where your poisons are coming from that's causing the inflammation. Having said that, we work on cleaning the debris out of the bloodstream, the debris that's causing the inflammation. We use Flaxhole lignans, which is known to bind toxic xenoestrogens. We use colostrum on an empty stomach, which binds toxic lectins. We use Protease Plus enzymes on an empty stomach, which goes into the bloodstream to digest undigested food particles. We take cat's claw herbal combination to open up the lymphatic system to drain the toxins out through our natural elimination channels. And then I need to reiterate the fact that, as Loretta said, take taffy. So that you understand this whole process and you are able to determine your own root causes of inflammation. Or you can contact me for a consultation. Then we want to move into increasing circulation. We take MC that cleans out heavy metals like lead, iron, mercury. It cleans out metabolic waste, toxic triglycerides. And if that's cleaned out of the bloodstream, guess what happens in your blood? The oxygen increases, the blood circulation increases, and the body temperature goes up. Who out there teaches you that cancer cannot live in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit? Then we move into activating elimination channels. This is where we do that kidney flush that Loretta talked about. We clean out the bowels, the liver. We have different herbal combinations and different cleanses to do that. And we address the cancer infection, that fungus, by using papa. Papa has been studied by Dr. McLaughlin for over 20 years, and he said it's 1 million times stronger than adriamycin chemotherapy. Whoa! 1 million times. There's other antifungal herbs, such as podarco is another one. Yeast fungal detox is another one. And we increase stem cell production. The herb called astragalus has been scientifically documented to increase the number of stem cells in your bloodstream. So is silver. It increases the stem cell production in your bloodstream. I want to finally say, there have been many people who have done this program successfully. But back to what Loretta said. You need to stick to this. You notice how she said she started the program in July, and it wasn't until March of the following year, 2017, where she noticed a huge difference. We don't give up here. I personally know that if you take enough quality controlled nutrition, and you address inflammation, that you can overcome any illness that you have in your body. It may take 6 months, it may take 1 year, it may take 4 years. I just want us all to know your body does not deteriorate because you're taking high-dense nutrition. It just works the way it's supposed to work according to the laws of nature. I'm now going to turn the recording off, and we can ask more questions if we have them. Just give me a second.